This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger. Memories and stories of Minnesota's World War II veterans. Today's episode, Eyewitness to Pearl Harbor.
America's entry into World War II came after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. The day after the surprise strike, President Franklin Roosevelt signed a declaration of war.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
On that dreadful day, Minnesotan George Vandersloos was serving on the USS Honolulu.
I was aboard ship at the time.
2,400 Americans were killed. Almost 1,200 more were wounded at Pearl Harbor.
We were tied up to a pier, and right across from us was Battleship Row, the Arizona, and all the ships were lined up there. And we were topside when the first Jap squadron came over.
Vandersloos's ship escaped unharmed, but he realized, even at the time, that was a matter of luck.
Right after the dive bombers came in, the torpedo bombers came in, and they just came just over our ship, and they dropped one, and they missed us. It went through the dock.
The attack came early in Vandersloos's service. He spent 6 more years in the Pacific Theater. As an eyewitness to the horror that pulled the U.S. into the conflict, Vandersloos served with an understanding of why his country was at war. The date that will live in infamy is still fixed in his mind.
That was a long, long day. It was a sad day.
Veterans Voices is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at MinnesotaVets.org.